it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Look out! Rondé! He needs 23! He's across the 40! Open up the history book! Here comes Rondé!
What kind of mythical powers does a Sun Devil have? We've got to consider that.
It's embarrassing, but we are who we are. We're not a very good team, but we're 3-1 somehow. And we got all the voters fooled, thinking we're pretty good.
Jaworski Lane at 275 pounds showed a heck of a lot of athletic ability.
Let's talk some college football, my friend. Week 8 in college football, coming off of a big one last week. Tennessee, Alabama, obviously the big highlight last week. The rankings are all over the place. Teams that are not normally in the top 15 or the top 25. It's been a strange year across college football. The Big Ten is in shambles right now. Give me your leans this week. Give me the games everybody should be keeping an eye on.
Yeah, so, a lot of the times when you get a week as good as last week, you get a bit of a letdown the following. But we still have, I believe, 5 ranked matchups this week. So there's still a lot to like on the board this week as far as your viewing entertainment is concerned. There's a couple Friday night games, and then really the magic happens, of course, on Saturday. I'm very excited to see. Let's see here. The craziest odds movement I think this week has been the Ole Miss LSU game, because Ole Miss is I think by virtue of there being Georgia, Tennessee, and Alabama all in their conference. They take up a lot of oxygen, but Ole Miss, 7th in the country, undefeated, running the absolute heck out of the football. Just this Quinshon Judkins kid. I don't know if you've gotten a chance to lay eyes on this fella, but pretty serious dude. He looks like he's better than Zach Evans, and Zach Evans is really good. So that dynamic combo, it's a really nice recipe for Ole Miss to be able to go into Death Valley, where they are underdogs. They opened this week, I think, as like 1-point favorites, and now LSU, I think, is sort of an undue favorite here. I know it's Death Valley. I know it's a 2:30 local kickoff time down in the Bayou, but I think that run game and that defense for Ole Miss is enough to make it happen. I don't see Jaden Daniels carrying the momentum that he might have started in that Florida game. So I like Ole Miss to cover that one by a decent bit. Really excited for that the Kansas State TCU game. TCU escaped that big matchup against OK State a week ago. K-State has been rolling ever since their loss to now ranked Tulane, 3-0 in the Big 12. Obviously pantsed Oklahoma a few weeks back. All that good stuff. So that's going to be a fun one. I don't have a bet just yet on that one. Still kind of working through it. I wouldn't be totally surprised if a team wearing purple wins. Now, I think it's possible that K-State fouls things up for TCU in the Big 12, as per usual, just kind of cannibalizes itself. I like OK State to cover at home against Texas. I think 6.5 points underdogs for the Pokes is a little bit disrespectful for a team that's 5-1. I think that they've got the defense to slow things down. I didn't think that Texas looked great last week. I thought they got some refereeing breaks that kind of helped them avoid disaster against Iowa State. And then give me the UCLA Bruins, led by Chip Kelly, to go into Oregon, which used to be coached by Chip Kelly.
Oh yeah,
I like the Bruins to cover that spread, and I would sprinkle a little bit on the Bruins money line, because I think that Oregon, they are neither the team that we saw in week one nor the team that we've seen reel off 5 wins in a row. I think they're somewhere in between. I think UCLA, the way that they run the ball, the edge at quarterback with Dorian Thompson-Robinson, the experience that he has. I know it's going to be a tough game. It's going to be on the road. That 3:30 Eastern window on Saturday is going to be electric. And I think that game might actually get main TV honors over the Ole Miss-LSU game. Although if LSU is rocking, that might have to take over. But very excited for that one.
Yeah, I can confirm that we have a pretty sick photo of Dorian Thompson-Robinson on our site right now.
I picked that one.
Oh, yeah. I knew you did. I could tell. This is an amazing photo. Nice article by Chris and Greg laying out some of their favorite bets this week. And they like UCLA as well. UCLA plus 6.5. You can get that that money line, you know, creeping up close to 2-1, plus 190 right now I'm seeing. So a lot of potential action there. I mean, UCLA is one of those teams. It just feels like 2 years ago, this seemed like inconceivable that they'd be, you know, kind of in the driver's seat right now, potentially, especially with this, if they're able to pull this win off over Oregon in the Pac-12. But bizarre stuff all around. I mean, like seeing the little number 14 next to Syracuse undefeated, yeah, there at Clemson this week. Like, there's just a lot of weird stuff going on.
Yeah, yeah. Syracuse has been a funky story. Tulane being ranked, of course. You know, it's crazy that I got posed this question on the radio earlier this week. Are they the best Group of Five team? Maybe. They certainly could be. It's they get to prove it again this week against a Memphis team that really isn't anything spectacular. But you know, Wake Forest checking in at 13. It's a funky week, and we've got, you know, your number one rated Georgia Bulldogs on a bye this week, of course, before their game against Florida next week. One other bet that I wanted to lay out there, or two. Liberty, I like them plus 5.5 against BYU in a battle of the independent religious schools. And sure, then, you know, the marquee independent religious schools. and then, you know what? A little Mountain West fun for the people. Two just god-awful teams squaring off. I like the over in Hawaii versus Colorado State, 46.5. There has to be more points in that game. There just has to be.
I love it. I love it. Strong end to the show, John. Appreciate your insight on college football as always, keeping that RotoWire college football podcast feed alive and well at that. So
we have a dedicated listener who listens to that college football podcast on their drive to. So shout out our guy Miller Time.
Love it. Shout out to Miller Time. All right, man, we got to get out of here. We got a lot of sports happening all week. I've been completely overwhelmed with like a million NBA games going on. We got baseball playoffs going on. Of course, the NFL, Thursday night football, Sunday, Monday. It's a great time to be a sports fan. This is, I think somebody described it as like the solstice or the equinox.
Yeah,
or something.
Sports like, equinox.
Yeah. Like every single sport happening that could be going on right now is going on.
It's lovely. I'm so pumped. And then like we got World Cup in a little bit. Neither of us are big footy guys.
Don't care about that at all. World Cup, get on the record. I don't care.
All right. Well, that's the end of the show.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company, serving collectors since 1945.